Good morning, I'm Carol Fry, and today I'll be reviewing The Proposal. When I saw the promos for The Proposal, I thought, oh no, another chick flick. Romantic comedy. I usually don't much care for this type of film, but I thought I'd give The Proposal a try. What was the alternative? Year one? So it was an easy decision. And I was pleasantly surprised to find The Proposal to be smart, funny, and well-scripted with great performances from secondary characters. Most romantic comedies are Cinderella movies, and this one is no exception, except that it reverses roles. In A Proposal, Maggie Tate, played by Sandra Bullock, is a hard-driving executive in a New York publishing company so cordially hated by those who work under her that a designated person emails the staff, "It's here," when she walks in the door. But she gets her comeuppance. She's so arrogant that she ignores her immigration status. She's Canadian. And INS informs her bosses that she has to go home within 24 hours. So to save her job, she works out a deal with her assistant, Andy Paxton, Ryan Reynolds here, to marry her, with the ceremony soon to be followed by a quickie divorce. But he gets his pound of flesh, a promise of promotion and publication of his manuscript. She had insisted that he stay to work for the weekend instead of going to his grandmother's 90th birthday celebration. So he demands that he would go and that she travel there with him. Turns out that home for Andy is Sitka, Alaska, where his wealthy father has built up a financial empire. Andy's family had no idea that he had marriage plans, so they're thrilled at the possibility of imminent grandchildren and insist that the two get married right there in Sitka. So the arrogant, self-important Margaret goes through numerous gaffes to teach her a few life lessons. A bumbling INS agent, an Elliot Ness wannabe who wants to put Andy in jail for fraud and the sham ceremony, tracks them to Sitka and adds some slapstick. And, of course, love has to bloom because this is, well, a romantic comedy. It's easy to put down films like The Proposal because they are highly conventional. Children of the romance tradition with Cinderella as a prototype. The long endurance of this storyline suggested it tunes into something primal in our nature. We usually get a powerful and wealthy man and a woman in some kind of subservient position. In the modern version of the Cinderella story, the heroine is strong-minded and at first can't stand the hero. But the hero is gradually attracted to her and her beauty and wit capture him, and then he has to win her. Think Pretty Woman. Okay, so it's conventional, but when handled right, the Cinderella story can be very entertaining, and after all, it's pretty important. It's a story of how our species is perpetuated. And consider it's pretty much the plot of some classic novels, such as Pride and Prejudice and Jane Eyre. Well, The Proposal isn't a classic, but it is Jane Austen writ small, and it gives us a modern version of the romance with the role reversal switch to powerful female protagonist who is won over by a male Cinderella. That's a nice irony, but it comes to the same thing. The film makes us like these two antagonists who fall in love, and the gender of the more powerful figure doesn't matter in the 21st century, or at least it shouldn't. The principle is the same as Mr. Darcy gradually giving up and falling in love with Elizabeth Bennet in Pride and Prejudice. What really makes The Proposal funny and enjoyable is the cast of characters. Sandra Bullock is a competent comedian, though she's getting a bit long in the tooth for ingenue roles, and Ryan Reynolds is a bit of beefcake that the ladies in the audience will enjoy looking at. But it's the secondary characters who lift this film above the ordinary date movie. Golden Girl Betty White as Ryan's grandmother and Mary Steenburgen as his mother are outrageous scene stealers. And Oscar Nunez as Ramon, Sitka's combination storekeeper, male stripper, and minister, is hilarious. So I was wrong in my preconception. The Proposal is an entertaining, feel-good movie and, in my opinion, worth 3.5 bags of popcorn out of 5. So if I was wrong about The Proposal, maybe I should try year one? Maybe not.